Hi everyone, this is comedian Jessica Kirsten. Please check out my website, jessicakirsten.com. I'm on Instagram at Jessie Kirsten, and I have a brand new podcast called Disgusting Hawk. You can check that out on YouTube or on Gas Digital.
How are things looking at the capital?
Oh
Because
my
you live in New
God.
York, right?
Yeah, so I'm a little, but people are crazy everywhere now. It's insane. It's like I can't even believe they're doing it outside.
What? Doing what outside?
The inauguration. I can't.
You want them to do it at a conference room at the Holiday Inn, would you?
Well, I do think they should do it inside because there's a lot of military and police that are pro-Trump, and
No
it's
way.
yeah. So
So
it's
what do
like.
you
It's crazy.
What do you think is gonna what do you think what's the worst that could happen? Is it it's tomorrow, right? It's on Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. So what do you
So
think that's what's the worst that could happen?
that there could be snipers.
Get out.
That,
Really?
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They've been finding that a lot of Marines and people who are trained to do that kind of stuff. We're at the Capitol that day, and these people are really like anti-government, and they want to get rid of Biden and Pelosi, all of them.
What does
It's
this mean for
insane.
you? I always I was asking another comedian this on the podcast, but this was during the elections, right? So I said, in a country like yours where there's essentially two parties vying for power, and then there's a slim margin of victory, right? Whether the vote goes Democrat or Republican, slim margin of victory. What happens to the majority that voted for the opposition but didn't win? Because ultimately, they are also a majority in their world, right?
Well, in
So what?
history, basically, they deal with it, and you might not like the person in power, but you still support them. They're the president, you respect them. But Trump has caused so much divide and craziness and extremism that it's diff this is different than any other time in
Do you
my
feel like
lifetime.
people were more respectful to the office than the person, which is not the case now, right? Do you feel like there was a denigration of that office that has led to an insurrection, obviously, of the office itself, even people going, I'm not going to respect the office, therefore the person in there means nothing to me.
I mean, they went in there and sat in seats. Like it's really insane to do
Like it was a
that.
school field trip of delinquents.
And they, I don't know if you knew this, but they went to the like they pooped and smeared it everywhere. I mean, they really did crazy things. And they stole things and there's this whole thing now that someone stole a laptop, and hard drive stuff like that, and they're searching for her as a woman. I mean, the woman that died was in the Air Force. She was
No
like a
way.
decorated, yeah, she the one that like
Yeah, that was
smashed the
shot.
window in. She was an Air Force. She was like big in the Air Force. It's insane.
I think it's more insane for us outside of the US watching in because we're
What
asking
is it like for
ourselves,
you guys? I'm very
it's
curious about that. What do people say? It's so embarrassing.
Remember that in South Africa we only get oh, I don't know about other countries so we in Africa but we only get to watch American news on CNN right so remember that the CNN for us became popular during the Gulf War so seeing airplanes flying over a place and the military marching and seeing people protesting outside of the capital like the Egyptian summer was one of those in Iraq it was one of those we had our own 3 years ago, when we voted, we wanted our president to resign. 3 years ago, where people marched to the union buildings, you know, but they union buildings almost like our version of the Capitol, but no one could actually penetrate the walls, you know, and go inside and rampage. But to see it happening in the US, it was, I think, for some strange reason, because we've seen even aliens landing at the White House in so many movies. we kind of thought it was the movie.
I know. It's like the movie to us, to me. Like, I can't even imagine how you felt, because I can't believe it happened. Like, we're still, everyone's in shock that it even happened. It's weird. Like, when I saw it, I was like, I actually got very emotional. I was crying. I mean, it was crazy, because it's, I can't believe that they just walked right in. Like, it was insane. And, you know, the police were outnumbered, and I don't know why they weren't more prepared. It was because they had a very clear idea.
You know what I've seen? I've also heard, like, on social media, which is a bad place to hear anything, but obviously we get our news there now, that people were shocked that the Capitol Police did nothing. And I was like, what were they supposed to do? They were outnumbered.
They couldn't do anything.
What could they do?
There were, like, I don't even know what it was. It was like 20 to 1.
Yeah, and it was a lot. And these
were mostly men they had, you know, weapons with them. They basically were like willing to die to get in there. And the cops that did fight back got hurt. I don't know if you saw that thing about the cop that was like dragged out on his stomach.
No.
And there's a video of it, and they were beating him, and then they kept screaming, take his gun and shoot him with it and whatever. And then the cop was like, I don't know if I should shoot people, because if I shoot people, I'm going to die.
Yes.
So he started pleading for help and saying, I have four daughters, please. I have four daughters. And then a couple of people helped him. It's very weird, because in the comedy business, 90% of us are completely against this. And then or maybe 95%, but there is a percentage of comics here who have gone pretty right wing. They've realized that's where they can get an audience. And if they tour, those people will come out to see them, and they can say anything they want.
But then I always go, in a country where free speech is encouraged, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you draw the line from censoring someone's political opinion and letting them have their piece? Because ultimately, let's remember when Bush was in power, right? The second Bush. Comics like Chris Rock had a field day telling jokes about what was happening during 9/11 and when Bush found out, you know? So obviously, if you're a Republican at the time, you were not having the best time because the message out there was so different. So I always wonder, with American politics, what makes it so polarizing? What makes it right for the one side to be righter than the other side, if that makes any sense? Well,
yeah, it makes sense. I don't think anyone wants to get rid of free speech. I mean, there are some people, but very few people that want to get rid of free speech. I think they want to get rid of the disinformation, the lies that are being put out there, and also hate speech. I mean, there has to be, and it's pretty obvious what's hate speech and what's free speech.
Yes.
You know, there's comics I can't stomach watching, but I still support, and I don't agree with anything they say, but I still support that they should be able to say whatever they want. But I don't believe in people like spreading lies, because you see, this is how this whole thing happened, because so many lies were told and are still being told, and people believed it, and they're not educated, and they're desperate, and they're filled with anger and racism and anti-Semitism and all kinds of stuff. So they like had a field day with it.
You know, whenever I take a look from the outside, obviously as a non-American, at how the US landed up here, is I can't help but go back 15 years ago when, 15 or so, when the Obama campaign was being ran on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a matter of time before the dark side took over the same strategy and put its own person, right?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Yeah.
Didn't anyone have those reservations?
A lot of this is happening because Obama was president, and there's so many racists here. I mean, that is the truth. People could not stand that a black man was in office telling people what to do and in charge. Now, the funny thing is, there's a black Indian vice president who's a woman. I mean, this is like, what? This is a movie. I mean, if you really think about it, it's insane.
But wasn't the insurrection, Jessica, expected more then than now? Wasn't a bunch of right-wing patriots, as they call themselves, armed to the teeth with military gear? wasn't this more expected during the Obama tenure than
they didn't have a leader. Trump is their leader. So now they have it's a cult. They have a leader and they are every word he says, they listen to. They go to these rallies with thousands of people. So back then, no one was organizing anything, but it's been organized for years now. What is it? 4.5 years or more.
Or more.
So this is how this whole thing got so big, because Trump, I mean, he is... The fact that I know people who still support him is unbelievable to me.
Yes.
Like I don't, none of my friends do. The only people I associate, to be completely honest, my father supported him because of money in Israel. And my father passed away.
Of money and that Israel. Is why.
Because he was making more money, which he wasn't actually. Oh. With Obama, he was making just as much. Obama, a lot of people made a lot of money with Obama. And, you know, I would say to my father, he passed in April, but I would say to him, you have to be a racist if you support him. You cannot support him unless you're a racist. So you don't have to tell me. I'm just telling you that's what I think. Plus, you know, a lot of Jewish people, because he's so quote unquote supportive of Israel, which he really doesn't give a shit about Israel. He's just doing it to play the game and to get money.
You know what I'm thinking about now is I'm thinking about while the Republicans were reveling in the victory of Trump's administration, Democrats were getting organized, right?
Yes.
And making sure that when the elections happen, people come out in their numbers to vote. Isn't the same thing going to happen now? Isn't the same thing going to happen now while the Democrats are happy and reveling in the victory of Biden and Kamala? Aren't the right wing pro-Trumpists going to be organizing themselves even more now?
There's not enough. There's not enough. There's a very, like, I would say the real Trumpers, like, love him, support him, is like maybe 20% of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they also, he can never get the black vote, the most of the Jewish vote, the Hispanic vote. He just, that party couldn't. There's no way, because they're seen as racists and, you know, horrible people. So I don't, and plus they'd have to get the money. I mean, Democrats were able to raise so much money. It's insane. I just don't see that happening. And plus the Republican Party is split in half now. There's like really extreme right-wing QAnon people. And then there's like just people who want less government, who don't want to give too much money to the poor.
Do you think on the upside, Trump's divisive rule over or presiding of in the presidency over the 4 years or the 5 years made sure and galvanized supporters for the Democrats? Because now we know for a fact that Hispanics will not vote Republican.
Yes.
Black people will never vote. Most of the Jewish community will never. Now, do you think that tenure made sure that this is now a fact? That Democrats can count on, knowing that people of color and other.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think if a Republican came along who was like in the middle and not extreme and not like so right wing and, you know, could like kind of play to both parties, I think they could win the next time. But it couldn't be the kind of person like Trump. It would have to be someone who's playing into the Democrats a little.
Yes.
A lot. Yeah.
Yes.
And there are some politicians like that, like John Kasich. And I mean, there are Republicans who are not so right wing and like they hate Trump.
Mm.
So, but the fact that that happened and then the next day, 100 and something of them still voted to not impeach him is unbelievable.
That's unreal, right?
It's sickening.
That's the one thing I wanted to ask. Please explain to me, what does impeachment mean? Because last time I heard the word impeachment, or first time I heard it, it was during Nixon, and he actually resigned. So in my head, I associate impeachment and resignation or being fired, right? And then now we hear from the outside, being in Africa, that Trump is impeached for the second time. But in my head, I'm like, hold up. The first impeachment in my head was an attempt because of Russia and the Mueller report, which he was cleared off and he continued his presidency. So if you now say he's impeached for the second time and Nancy Pelosi signs a document that says he's impeached, what does impeachment mean? Does it mean you're fired? Does it mean it's a blemish on your record?
It's a huge blemish on your record. First of all, with the Russia thing, he didn't get convicted in the Senate. There was no trial. Because the Republicans had the rule, like they were the ruling party.
Yes.
Now he can get convicted and he'd have to go to trial. So you can be impeached and not be thrown out, like Bill Clinton with the Monica Lewinsky thing. But now he can be impeached. And if the Republicans do, which I still don't think they will because they're such cowards, but if they do take him to trial and convict him, and the Democrats only need, I think, 17 Republicans to vote to impeach him in the Senate. He will have to go to trial and he could be convicted.
And when
there's a lot of people that went to this thing at the Capitol and did horrible things and are claiming on camera that it's because he told them to, which is not good for him.
It's not a good thing, right?
No, for him, it's a big problem because they're saying they only did it because Trump told them to.
What happens now? What hopes do Americans have on Biden and Kamala? What are you guys hoping is going to happen now? Is it more of the world will view America differently now because they know they don't have a divisive president in power? Mm-hmm. Are you guys expecting new policies?
Yes, definitely new policies.
Are immigrants expecting more lenient terms in terms of immigration? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he is supposedly.
Are all those hopes realistic?
Yes. Well, he can do whatever he wants as president. So the first day I think right away on Wednesday or he's going back into the Paris Climate Accord. He's stopping the pipeline construction. He's allowing, he's not banning people from Arab countries anymore. He's turning all that around this week. So, and he can do all of that. Some things he can do and some things it needs to get voted through Congress and the Senate. And because the Democrats now have the majority in the House, the Senate, and the White House, there a lot's going to be changed back to where it was. A lot.
Do you think that do you think that the skin color of the people that stormed the Capitol made a bigger impact on U.S. citizens and on the world, seeing as it wasn't people of color or a group of mixed race people? It was just white people who were just storming in while there's a white government in charge.
Yes, they are. A lot of them are white supremacists. I mean, listen, I'm Jewish. They hate us too. They hate, they want all these t-shirts, you know, 6 million dead, more to go, like whatever. They want to wipe out the Jews. They want to wipe out anyone who's not white, Anglo-Saxon. So yes, of course. I mean, every white person saw that. I mean, it's just completely obvious. It's thousands of white people. I mean, there might be like 10 black people or Hispanic, but it's a white supremacy movement and it's his base. And that's who wants to change everything. And they want to keep America white, make America white again. And get rid of the Jews and get rid of the black people and even Asian people, anyone who's not white.
But Jessica, what happens to those people after Thursday? Where do they go? Where do they disappear to?
Well, they're doing a lot. They're doing a lot to find out who was there. And I mean, there is a mass, like they have arrested hundreds of people. Their FBI is listing everyone they're looking for. They're doing so many investigations. I think it's going to take a while, but they are going to find out. They have video. I mean, it's not even, and they also have phone records because under the Capitol, there's a whole system that
Yes.
I don't know how this works or what happened, but they're able to track phone numbers and phone calls and texts, and they have video and they have sounds and they have, I mean, they have everything. They have all the evidence. So, it's going to take a while, and there's definitely those people are not going away, but they're not going to grow.
Yes.
It's like with ISIS or whatever, they're going to make sure they don't grow. They're going to get lesser and lesser and smaller, but they're still going to be there. So I don't know. I don't know what, they know about all the groups and they know about all the
Yes.
organizations and they're on it.
Yes.
So.
There's a lot changing in your country. People of color are in government now. A female now is going to be of color is deputy president. Do you think there'll ever be a female president, whether white or black or any other or Hispanic? Do you think there'll ever be a time in the US where there you go, the
Yes,
first female
I
president of
don't
the United
think the
States,
only way I think
except
it'll
Michelle
happen.
Obama, because she was president of the
I wish she was president.
I
I
felt
think
like she was during Obama's
me
tenure.
too.
I
Yeah,
felt
I
like
know,
there
me
was two
too.
presidents.
Everyone, that's hilarious. Everyone respected her more than anyone. I know. I think the only way now is if Biden ever got sick, God forbid, or resigned, that because she would be president if that happened. But do I think a woman will get voted in? Not for a long
Yes.
time.
Why do you think so?
This country is very, I mean, there's so much, women are just not respected in a lot of ways in this country. I just made a documentary for, I made a documentary about female comedians. It's going to be on FX and Hulu, and it's going to be in the South by Southwest Film Festival. It's premiering next month. And I
Congratulations.
have, thank you. And I have Kathy Griffin in it and Margaret Cho and Fortune Feimster, Nikki Glaser, a lot of people. And we talk about it. I mean, it's just women are second-class citizens. And a lot of times women make it worse. It's still like, a lot of women even feel like their opinion doesn't matter and it's the man's the head of the household. I can't even believe it's like that here still. I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest with you, because I'm so far removed from that way of thinking that I don't know why. It's like, I mean, Hillary, people just didn't like her. Like, she wasn't likable. I liked Hillary. I'm just saying, like, I don't, I knew a lot of men, white men, wouldn't vote for Hillary. But if it were a powerful, like a Michelle Obama or so, I don't know. Maybe they would get voted in.
In your documentary about female comedians, and I'm very interested in the topic, what stood out? What is it that when you guys were doing the documentary that made you go, this is the problem?
I think part of it was that women were talking about how it's been very hard for them to get stage time. For example, like when I headline on the road, 9 out of 10 times, more than that, it's two men and then me. They rarely put two women on a show because there'd be an MC, an opener, and
Wow.
then a headliner.
Yes.
It's
Yes.
just, it's very hard. Now, for me, it's easier to get stage time now because I've been doing it for 21 years, but it's very hard to get stage time as a woman. So it's very hard to get good enough to headline. And then
Yes.
also, you don't make as much money as men. I mean, it's a fact. Like, we have a whole thing in the movie where,
No way.
when Monique said she was offered like $500,000 for a Netflix special, and then like people were making 50 million, 25 million, men, 100 million. I mean, they also talked about how different it is being on the road as a woman. There's this thing that, like, quote unquote, women aren't funny. Like, that quote, like, that's been around forever. It's like saying all Jewish people are cheap or all, Asian people can't drive. I mean, it's so stupid. It's like someone said it a long time ago, and like people just think that because they're so dumb. But really, there are so many funny women in the United States, and it's just harder. It's like I always said, if someone had my television credits, they would be making so much more money at the clubs than I make. Like, if
Right?
someone had the credits I have, a man, they would be making 10 times more than me on the road.
Do you think that the machine, that the entertainment machine has a lot to do with this? The people that are in power, that make the bookings, that that hires a director, that negotiate with you for your special or your documentary, have a lot to do with this backward mentality, because that's the only way I can explain it.
Yes, but that's changing because, like, okay, so I have a deal with NBC Peacock with Bonnie McFarlane. I don't know if you know her, but she's a comic and a writer. Yeah, yeah.
Josh, and Bonnie, knows her.
She's amazing. And so Bonnie and I wrote an idea for a show for about my life and pitched it, and we got a deal, and Bonnie's directing it and I'm starring in it. And I think part of why that happened is because we're women. A lot of people in entertainment are looking for women now. So I think the whole thing is shifting a lot. It's actually harder for, like, the white man in comedy right now when it comes to, when it comes to, like, getting a late night spot or Comedy Central, like performing on Kimmel or, you know, one of those shows, because they're looking for diversity more. I think that's why so many white male comics are pushing back and doing these podcasts and being, like, even more in your face and doing, like, right wing stuff, because they've had to do it because they're not getting as many opportunities.
Wow.
You know, I always get, we all talk about this in the movie, but I always get, I hate female comics, but you're really funny. Or I've never laughed at a woman, but you're really, a lot of times men want to, they don't want to laugh at a woman. They want the woman to laugh at them. You know, a lot of men. So it's
that's deep.
It's a very intimidating thing for not all men, but for secure men, they could give a shit. But for insecure men who, you know, to be around a funny woman who's powerful, they can't handle it. And the interesting thing is, as a female comic on stage, because I taught comedy for years in New York, for like 10 years, and I would tell women, you have to take them by the balls the second you're walking to the stage, not even when you get on stage. You have to look confident and have male energy immediately and, like, be like, you can't screw with me. And it's true.
Yes, as black comics, we say you have to have white confidence.
That's hilarious. I love that.
Because WC gets you through anywhere, even in the capital. But you saw how white confidence got those men in the capital. Because they,
of course.
You guys even have a term for it, gingerly strolling in.
Yeah, they just were like, we're here and we're taking over. Bye. And they just pushed everyone away. I know. As female comics, you have to, you can't go up and be like, hi, guys, how are you? What's going on? You'd be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? And then, like, immediately be like, make it clear that you're in charge. Immediately.
I have no doubt. I'm looking forward to seeing the work that you've done with HBO.
I lived in New York City and I had a dog and I named him Puppy because I was really depressed and a pothead. So I was really lazy about it. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to name him Puppy, which is such an embarrassing name for a dog. Like, it's just like, God, you have no, like, energy or anything to just, you know, it's like naming a dog. So I used to walk in on the Upper West Side and it was very, like, it was a short dog, a Welsh Corgi, and it had black and white spots. It looked like a cow. Like, it was very, you knew that dog if you saw it. And every time someone would say, what's the dog's name? And I'm like, it's Puppy. Like, I would be mortified to say it. And then one day I was walking by this guy and he's like, oh, what a great dog. He's like, what's the dog's name? And I'm like, and I literally made a decision to lie. Do you know when you do that? Like, you pause and you're like, I'm going to lie right now. And I was like, oh, it's Humphrey. And he's like, oh my God, he looks just like this dog Puppy. And have you met Puppy? He looks exactly like. And I was like, no, he was literally, he has the same markings. He's the same size. And I'm like, no, that's so, I can't wait to meet Puppy. It was so. And then there's another one they could do of my stepbrother. Did you know my stepbrother, Zach Braff from Scrubs?
No way.
Yes. Yeah. He's my stepbrother for 36 years. Yeah. So Zach and I were in our house. My mother saw clients in the basement my whole life. She saw clients in the house, and she wouldn't write them down when they were coming. So these clients would always just show up and be like, "Hi, I'm here to see your mother." And we'd be like, "Okay, I guess wait for her." So Zach and I, someone came on a Saturday in the middle of the day, and we were like, "We have to go out, but we'll leave you here." We had no way of reaching my mother. She was out for the whole day. So Zach was like, "I'm gonna turn on the alarm just in case, so that, no one can come in. But if you want to just wait for her, she should be home soon." She didn't come home till 7 hours later. The woman was afraid to leave the house because the alarm would go off. So she fell asleep in the den in the living room area. And then my mom walked in, and she was at the front. She was at the kitchen table, just sitting there. And my mom's like, "What are you doing in the house? How did you get in here?" And she's like, "I didn't want to leave. The alarm would go off." And she's like, "Well, are you free now?" And they had a session. Like, there were always times like that in the house where there were just clients roaming around.